In the 1972 election, Richard Nixon triumphed, winning 49 states. But then his demons caught up with him. The scandal known as Watergate revealed criminality on a breathtaking scale. Nixon faced certain impeachment and removal from office. On August 8, 1974, he spoke to the nation.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
But it was the speech the next day, addressed to his White House staff and televised nationwide, that laid bare the personal anguish at the heart of the scandal.
We think sometimes when things happen that don't go the right way, we think that when you don't pass the bar exam the first time, I happened to, but I was just lucky. I mean, my writing was so poor, the bar examiner said, we just got to let the guy through. We think that when someone dear to us dies, we think that when we lose an election, we think that when we suffer a defeat, that all is ended. We think, as T.R. said, that the light had left his life forever. Not true. It's only a beginning, always. The young must know it. The old must know it. It must always sustain us. Because the greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks, some disappointments, when sadness comes. Because only if you've been in the deepest valley can you ever know how magnificent it is to be on the highest mountain. And so I say to you on this occasion, we leave. We leave proud of the people who have stood by us and worked for us and served this country. We want you to be proud of what you've done. We want you to continue to serve in government, if that is your wish. Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself. And so we leave with high hopes, in good spirit, and with deep humility.